John DiBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
You know, nostalgia is a heavy-duty thing.
Yep.
And it seems that a lot of people are not willing to let go of this. Kellogg's has redesigned Toucan Sam for Fruit Loops.
All right.
You know, for the longest time, solid body, rainbow, you know, rainbow
beak.
You know, and he was Toucan Sam.
Yeah, it's sure.
Nothing wrong
Classic.
With him. No, they updated him. He looks more like an anime character now.
All right.
And he's got a psychedelic rainbow beak, and he's turquoise instead of, I think he was like navy blue before.
There's a
like
psychedelic
that.
Vibe to it.
Yeah, the very
putting
psychedelic.
THC in his loops.
Yeah, in his loops. He's getting loopy in his loops. Right. You know, and I'm thinking about it and I'm saying, you know, well, you know, I'm an adult. I don't really eat Fruit Loops anymore as opposed to you two.
They're gross. I pretend to eat them. Then I toss them back in my kid's bowl.
Right. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll eat them.
Yeah. I had a feeling they were right up your alley. Right. But it's like, you know, does it really matter? I'm upset, but at the same time, I'm questioning, why am I upset? I don't eat the damn things.
Can I answer your question?
Go ahead.
No, it doesn't matter. Damn it. Come on.
The John DiBella Podcast.
This is nuts.
102.9. MGK.
Ahead of us, it is Oh Wow Wednesday, which means the Wheel of Wow. We will get to that at 7:40 this morning. I got to tell you, this week, great songs. Great songs.
It's a comeback week after last week.
Yeah, last week was a little dull, right? But this, and I was like, wow, there's a lot of dull songs in here, not really wild songs, right? You know, but this week, look at this, Chip Away the Stone from Aerosmith. Big Country is in a Big Country. That's a great one. Roll the Bones from Rush.
Oh,
right? All right. No Matter What from Badfinger. Leave It from Yes. All right. Telephone Line from ELO. Let's see, Aerosmith. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. From Ralph and Yardley.
Okay. Right? What is Paper Lace?
It's Paper Late.
Oh, okay. Never heard of that one.
All right. So if you got a wow song, and we always classify a wow song as a song that was like, it was popular at one time, radio was playing it like crazy, and then it went its separate way, and, you know, and every once in a while when you do hear it, you go, oh, wow.
Oh, the world's apart.
There you go.
A
wow song. Yeah, it's what you did there.
John said separate ways. I said world's apart, David. Journey.
That's that one.
So if you've got one, text it on into us to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we've got to get to a serious COVIDiot. All right. A 32-year-old woman got drunk in a bar in Florida, a place called the Monkey Bar. All right. And she was reportedly trying to kiss random people.
All right.
All right. So they kicked her out. And she called 911 five times to report the place for not following social distancing rules. Right. After a few calls, the 911 operator was obviously over it.
Please tell me you have audio.
I have audio.
Yes.
I have audio. Here she is calling the operator.
Caller 911, what's the address of your emergency?
I'm in Monkey Bar and I'm being told I'm trespassed because somebody observed me not obeying the law that they're not agreeing to under OSHA and under every other explicitable.
What are you even talking about, OSHA? They're not letting you in because you're drunk.
That's it.
With all due respect, you are an ass.
Whoa!
With all due respect, you make me sick. With all due respect, plug up your pothole. With all due respect, you don't deserve no damn respect.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
So I've got a question for you because it's different for us because we have got to come into the station each and every day, you know, and we dress for work. Our work clothes are relaxed, but we're still dressed for work as opposed to you stay-at-home people. Right, especially somebody like you, who I happen to know, probably stays on when there's no quarantining going on. You're in pajamas until at least 10 or 11.
At least.
All right. So Have you gotten out of sweatpants yet? Are you in sweatpants on a regular basis? How, because there are some people, there's some, you know, some of the walking zombies who go past my house every day. Uh-huh. I'm convinced you wore those clothes yesterday and the day before.
They did.
Right. You know, so everybody's in the same sweats all the time. Right. You know?
Would you like an example from my house? I walked in yesterday. Well, I was already home yesterday. And by about 4:30, Kristen comes upstairs and goes, I'm going to get a shower. I said, did you shower yesterday? No, I forgot.
How do you forget?
Well, you got an 8-month-old and a 3-year-old, and you're working. Yeah. But so yeah, she went like
working from home,
48 hours without a shower. I was like, what are you camping?
I have the hardest time.
I act like I don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you, Kristen.
Right. I've got a shower like first thing in the morning.
Yeah, but you and I are the same way. It wakes us up.
Right.
That's why
exactly.
We shower together.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
God, get that out of my head.
But for those of you who have been spending time in your sweatpants, we now have a very special message for you from your sweatpants.
Hi, it's me, your favorite sweatpants. It's been great, the two of us spending so much time together with the pandemic. What is it now? 9 days in a row, just you and I. I'm beginning to feel like I'm a part of you. So understand, I'm not complaining, but maybe you could change your underwear. Oh, take a shower. Hell, I join you. I haven't taken a dip in 2-3 months now. Oh, and one more thing. I understand you like OnlyFans. I don't get it because, I mean, none of the girls are wearing sweatpants, but it's not cool to wear me and use me for cleanup. It's not cool, bro. I mean, other than that, I'm always here for you, always will be. Love you, bro. Thanks.
This has been a message from your sweatpants.
Leave off your shoes and your bra too. Sweatpants. With zero chance I'll be doing cardio. Let's lay while carbs go straight to our waist. Let's stay. What's wrong with you? You say exercise. Are you high? But before you leave, would you go out front and get our food? The guy just called from Instacart, and it's been weeks since I shared.
John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Well, they truly misunderstood Bernie Taupin on this one. Bernie Taupin says that the words a candle in the wind are more of a commentary on the idea of fame and how we glamorize death than it is a tribute to Marilyn Monroe. That doesn't mean that everybody realized it.
People just were under the impression I was obsessed with her. Things that I used to get sent me to the point where I started thinking, yeah, I'm really into this. Yeah, I think she's great, you know, and I started collecting things. And I suddenly realized I had this house full of Marilyn Monroe memorabilia. And one day I just went, what am I doing? I don't even like this stuff. But you know what? That was a really good song. That was one of the best songs we've written. I think it was a great marriage of melody and lyric.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Getting ready for the Wheel of Wow. As always, to prove that we stay true to the wheel, Taylor is in the studio. We're on Facebook Live right now so that you can see everything that happens.
Wow.
Yep, the Wheel of Wow, getting ready to spin it once again. Tons of songs coming in this morning. On the wheel, here's what we've got right now. It's Tom Cochran's... No, don't move it yet, Steve. Tom Cochran's Life is a Highway. Also, Lunatic Fringe from Red Riders. New on the wheel this week, Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Mississippi Queen from Mountain, Nick Lowe, Cruel to Be Kind. Procol Harum and Conquistador. Quicksilver from, Fresh Air from Quicksilver. Sniffing the Tears, Driver's Seat. All right, Donny Iris, Alea, The Kinks, Sunny Afternoon, The Raspberries, Go Your Own Way, and lastly this morning, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels and Devil with a Blue Dress. Plus the two listener slots, we've got some songs picked out already. So what do you got, Steve? Let it roll. Will it be listener pick this week? There's one. Here comes one.
Oh, it just didn't
it
make
it. It just stopped.
It hung on barely.
But you know what? I've been waiting for this song to come up for since we put it on the wheel. It's been a long time since I got to play Lunatic Fringe.
Ah, nice.
This is Red Rider for the Wheel of Wow. Lunatic Fringe, before that, I didn't realize that, Dave, that Peter Wolf not only produced the album, but that whole intro, he's the one who created it,
just
too.
The intro, it seems like he made. I didn't realize this either. Apparently, they did record that song once before, and the master tape just fell apart.
Wow.
It just, I don't know what happened back in the day. It could just run off the reel and, you know, spool around the floor. I don't know what happened.
Either that, or it could have been old tape.
Okay.
Right. And old tape, you know, especially you've heard guys talk to us about this when we're doing interviews, that if you have old tape before you can even put it on, I'm talking about a tape that's like 20, 30 years old.
Right.
Before you put it on a reel to reel machine, you bake it. Right. You put it in, a low temperature oven and it kind of brings everything together. And, you know, because basically all recording tape is a piece of plastic with rust on the other side.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's just very, 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 very fine rust.
Yeah. It's just weird to think about. You know, my millennial brain has a hard time wrapping around that.
Well, if you want some time, come down my basement and I will show you lots of things that can be baked. We're going to get to classic rock, agree or disagree. I'll tell you guys this much right now. It's Def Leppard today.
All right.
Okay. It's all Def Leppard questions, and we'll see if what you know and see if it surprises any of our listeners.
Rick Allen is the drummer.
Rick Allen is the driver. That's it, right?
He has one arm.
All right. Yes.
Disagree.
But on some songs, he has two.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen.
There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
It's time for classic rock, agree or disagree, and it is all about Def Leppard this morning. So, guys, I will tell you some stories. Some of them I could have made up. Some of them could be real. It's your job to figure out if you agree or disagree with the statement. First statement this morning, Rick Allen's mother got him the job as the Def Leppard drummer when he was 14 years old.
Wow, that'd be a cool mom.
I know he was really young when he started.
Yeah, I remember that from our interview with him. But was it his mom?
I'm going to say it was. And I agree that is a true
I could be
statement.
Easily swayed on this one. I think it's a newspaper, but I'll trust you. We'll agree.
So you can vote with agree, and I will have to tell you that you are correct.
Nice.
Tony Keating was the original drummer. He left in the beginning of 1978, and Rick Allen's mom saw an ad in the paper, and she actually put in the application to have him join.
She is a cool mom.
And by November of 1978, the Thunder God, as he's known in some circles, joined the band and has been with them ever since.
Right.
Yeah, but for really different reasons.
That's actually the lightning god.
Flatulence.
So... Okay, pour some sugar on me was a Joe Elliott tea time request to producer Mutt Lange. Agree or disagree? Pour some sugar on me was a Joe Elliott tea time request to producer Mutt Lange.
Oh, man.
Joe Elliott's Irish, isn't he?
I'm really not sure.
I'm not sure.
I have no
clue. I'm going to say that
they all talk funny. So.
Are you implying that Irish people don't drink tea?
I think he'd probably have a beer.
Probably,
first.
Yeah.
I'm Irish.
Maybe he wanted sugar in his beer then.
I'm going to disagree.
You're going to disagree?
Do they? Because I don't think they do tea time in Ireland, do they?
I don't think so.
He's getting a golf tea time.
But tea is big in all of the British Isles.
Yeah, I'm talking about Ireland.
Right.
Just kidding.
I'm gonna agree. I think it happened.
I disagree. It did not happen.
Yeah. Steve, you are wrong.
Correct. As always.
It did.
It's about a strip club.
Joe Elliott came up with the title for the song when he was sitting in his apartment in London, and he asked producer Mutt Lange to put some sugar in his tea. Lange replied by asking whether Joe wanted one lump or two. He said, "I don't care. Just pour some sugar on me."
All right.
And that is how it became the song. Not known for doing cover songs, Def Leppard has actually done cover versions of Rock On by David Essex, Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks, Stay With Me by Faces, and 10538 Overture by ELO. Wow. Agree or disagree?
I don't think I know of any of these, but that was an incredibly specific list of songs to cover.
Yes, it's not like they're songs that I wouldn't even have on the wheel, right? Every one of these could be on the wheel a while.
For sure.
Right? Well, with the exception of Rock On. We play that more than enough.
I think that this is false. I disagree that this is a true statement, which would make it false.
It's too specific, though, all of those. I'm going to say it's true.
It's true.
I agree.
Once again, Steve,
yes,
is incorrect. Not only did they record all of those, there are six others. They did an album called Yeah that was all cover songs.
Really?
Mm. Yep, the whole thing.
What year was that? Do you know?
I don't have it in front
of
me.
I'll look it up.
I researched it yesterday, not today. Right. So, Queen Elizabeth once criticized Rick Allen because he wore Union Jack boxers on stage. Agree or disagree?
They're always decked out in that jack.
I'm going to say disagree.
I'm going to agree.
And Dave gets a ding.
Come on!
Once again. Yes, that is true, because obviously only the Queen's knickers are allowed to have the Union Jack on them.
Have these all been agrees?
All right. They have all been agreed so
far. I disagree with the next one.
Okay, you disagree with the next one? Def Leppard are in the Guinness Book of World Records for playing 3 45-minute shows on 3 different continents in 1 day.
Ooh. Disagree.
I also disagree. I think it's another band that did that.
Okay, and I have to tell you that you are both incorrect. They were all agrees today. They performed in Morocco, in London, and in Vancouver all in 1 day.
What?
Right? And it literally flew from one place, did a 45-minute show, flew to the next place, did a 45-minute show, and then ended up in Canada.
What a life. Right?
Did they start?
And, obviously, really early. Right? And there you have it. You agree and disagree.
I disagree.
Well, I hope you agree with playing Foolin', because that's what we're going to.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird in my bush.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.